Welcome back to this second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning, and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. All while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And welcome back to hour number two of Leading Edge Medicine. Dr. Jerry Mixon here, along with Dr. Samira Umat. We are live in the studio. Let me give you that number real quick. Again, it's 206-421-5757 to get through today with your call, and we'll get to our calls in just a moment. Dr. Mixon, you were going to talk more about...
It wasn't the World Health Organization as much as it is the FDA.
Okay.
The Constitution gives the Congress, the federal government, the right to regulate commerce between the states, which, you know, is fine if you're making a product in one state and shipping it to another, and then you come under federal auspices. But every physician in the country has to get a federal license to write prescriptions. And I'm not sure where they get that authority. I mean, I fill out the paperwork and send them my money periodically just so that I get my license. But I've never really understood that commerce between the states. When I write a prescription for someone sitting across the desk from me in my office, this is commerce within this building. It is not commerce between the states. When that patient takes the prescription to their local pharmacy and he's standing on one side of the counter and the pharmacist is on the other, that is, again, not commerce between the states. That is the commerce in one building, in one town, in one state. So what on earth is the federal government doing asserting control over me writing a prescription for a patient in my office or the patient buying the prescription from the pharmacist in the local drugstore? Now, I understand if the pharmacist is buying it from a warehouser or a wholesaler out of state, that transaction comes under federal control because then the drugs are crossing state lines. But after that, any rational interpretation of the constitutional authority ends right there. And they should have no business telling you what you can do. Oddly enough, the first time this control has actually been challenged is by the marijuana industry. Mm. You know, they've said, we grow pot in our state. It's harvested in our state. It's wholesaled in our state. It's retailed in our state. It's consumed in our state. It never crosses state lines. So we are going to ignore federal law. Mm. And I don't know how many states it is now, you know, 12, 15, 18. I haven't kept close track. But the state of Washington is basically, you know, telling the federal government to take a hike on their drug control issues, saying, no, it's not your business. This is all in our state. Mm. So I just don't, I have no sympathy with the feds now wanting to extend their already illicit control over every vitamin and every supplement that I choose to put into my mouth. Mm. Just doesn't make much sense to me. But that is what they're trying to do. And they've been trying to do it for 50 years. And so far, the supplement industry is a big enough financial juggernaut to push back and to keep them from gaining that control. Mm. So, you know, people swear at big business, but in this case, big business is the only check and balance against the federal government when it comes to your supplements. So give a thanks to big business, would you please?
There you go. Thank you, Dr. Mixon.
Right. Yeah.
All right. We are going to take a ferry over to Bremerton right now, and Shelley is on the line. Hi there, Shelley. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. I've got a question on the iodine wash that you discussed last week. Can you review that for us?
Well, yeah, it's pretty easy. You're talking about either a vaginitis or Well, this was a person that had a fistula. They actually had a connection between the rectum and the bladder, and so they kept getting infections. And they had tried all sorts of stuff, but it's pretty difficult to clean out the bowel to the point that it doesn't have much in the way of bugs. And this particular person had tried all sorts of things in the bladder, but it just kept reoccurring. And I was saying the only thing that occurred to me was to try to clean the perineum and the rectum with a dilute Providine iodine wash and or enema so that you could try to prevent the contamination from reoccurring.
Okay. Well, I missed the fissure part, so I was just hoping that maybe that would be something that would apply to habitual bladder infections that keep reoccurring, but it isn't going to apply.
Well, it could, in that it depends on how you're getting reinfected. See, there are two choices here. Either you're never completely clearing up the infection, and the bugs just start to grow again. And remember, most bacteria have a doubling time of less than 30 minutes. So every hour, you have four times as many bugs as you had the hour before. Right. So if it's not being cleared up, they need to do a better job of clearing it out. The other choice is you, as a female, may be getting reinfected because the urethra, the opening between the bladder and the outside in a woman, is only about a centimeter long, less than half an inch. Okay. See, men don't get bladder infections often because our urethra runs all the way from the bladder down the length of the penis and out. And so we've got that long distance to stop the backflow. But women, especially women that have had babies and had trauma to their perineum, to all those muscles down there that control urination and so on, that urethra may not be closing down tightly. And it's so short that if you're getting bacteria on the perineum, on the introitus, the opening to the vagina right up to that bladder, you may be getting reinfected from that. Then a dilute iodine wash of the perineum and the opening to the vagina, just washing that off a couple of times a day with a dilute iodine solution, might kill enough bugs to prevent you from getting recontaminated back up through the urethra.
Oh, well, I'm going to be all over that. Where do I get this, and how? What is it?
Well, the iodine, the Providine iodine, is sold in every drugstore in the country. You can ask the clerk; they can show you where it's at. And you don't want to use it straight because it's pretty strong that way. But about one part of the iodine to four or five parts water. So it's a fairly dilute solution. And all you have to do then is just wash the opening from your bladder all the way down across the vagina to the rectum. You don't have to do inside, but just make sure that whole area is washed off with a dilute iodine solution once or twice a day. And that may be enough to help prevent you from getting reinfected from backflow up through the urethra.
Oh, that would be great. Okay, can this be mixed in advance?
Oh, sure.
But it might stain because it has this color.
It is iodine, so it'll be careful. It'll stain your clothes red if you get it on your clothes. So, you want to put it on and wash it off good, okay?
Yeah. Okay, great. And that's one part to five parts of water.
One part, the pyrovidine iodine to five parts water.
Great. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Thank you, Shelley. Thank you for the call. And you can call too. Phone lines are open with your questions for the doctors at 206-421-5757. All right. We've got Jim driving up 405, and he has a call as well. Hi there, Jim. How's the drive out there?
Well, you're hearing good. Thank you.
There
Wonderful. Was a nasty accident, but we're around it.
Good.
I'm just glad you're not in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm 63, been on stimulant medication for over 40 years, severe ADD. I'm getting really, my memory's never been good. It's been a lot worse. I'm on Adderall, a fairly significant dose of Adderall. That helps with some things, but not everything. A friend of mine suggested Huperzine A, and I looked it up, saw the recommended beginning dose, and it set me for a, oh my goodness, it was way too much.
Okay.
I'm wondering, is Huperzine A counterindicated with Adderall?
I've never used them together, so I don't really know. I tell you, when you tell me that you're a man in his 60s who's starting to get some memory issues, there are, in fact, age-related cognitive decline that we all get with age. It just, you know, it's predictable. There are some things that have been shown to help. One of them is a compound called citicoline. Citicoline, about 500 milligrams a day of citicoline has been shown in several studies to improve memory and cognitive function in midlife and older people. It's a very safe drug. The only problem you get with it is at very high doses, you may get a little tremor. And in addition to your stimulants, you know, you may be more sensitive to that than most people. But the studies are showing folks taking anywhere from 250 to 1,000 milligrams a day and reporting essentially no adverse effects. So it's a reasonable thing to try. Another one, a little more complex, is a mixture of zeaxanthine and lutein. That you'd have to mix the two drugs at I think it was 10 milligrams of the zeaxanthine and one of the lutein. I don't remember exactly for sure. But there you're having to take two different drugs of two different things. And it works slower, but it works on different parts of memory. I'm very familiar with these right now because I've actually put together a supplement that has both or all three, has the zeaxanthine, lutein, and citicoline into one pill. And it will be on the market in about April or May, I think. So I'm getting it manufactured now. But you can go buy the citicoline right now, and that one is simple, and it's a good place to start. And then once I get my mixture so that you get all three compounds in one pill, as I said, that should be available by about April or May.
What about Bacoba, Jerry? Did you think about putting Bacoba in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a great adaptogen.
Yeah. But it also helps with verbal.
Verbal memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason I picked the ones I picked was because those three compounds hit five different aspects of adult memory, including executive function. And so I wanted to cover as many as I possibly could with as few compounds as possible. So I'm hitting executive function and five aspects of memory.
So awesome. Appreciate your time.
Okay.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you for the call, Jim.
That's right. Safe Bye-bye. Travels out there on the road. Hey, we will be back with more Leading Edge Medicine, and our phone lines are ready for you. We'd love to talk with you about what's going on with your health, your diagnosis, and maybe a concern you might have for yourself or a loved one with their health. Here is the number to get through. It's 206-421-5757, and phone lines are open. 206-421-5757. We'll be right back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. Here every Saturday morning, we enjoy having you call in on the show and be a part of the show with the doctors. This week in the studio live, we have Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. And here's the number to get through. The phone lines are open for you at 206-421-5757. Before we get into more calls, we were talking about memory just a moment ago. And you know what? Longevity has a lot to do with memory aging.
It's just the way that he said that he's been losing his memory for a while, and then he's looking for one or two supplements. And where they may help, memory loss is a multifactorial issue.
It is.
And
you know, there's the age-related cognitive decline that just comes from the fact that we are producing less and less acetylcholine in our brain as a neurotransmitter. But we also, we decrease the blood flow to our brains. Mm-hmm. Those carotid arteries and basal vertebral arteries just don't function as well. They don't dilate as well. Our nitric oxide is down. And then there's parts of the brain, of our brain function, that is related to our hormone functions. Mm-hmm. Spatial orientation, telling where you are in space and time, is a testosterone impact on the brain. That's why young men don't need to ask directions and old men don't want to ask for directions. The young men know where they are.
Yeah.
They don't need to ask. Older men are used to knowing in their youth and they don't want to admit that they don't know anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of the low testosterone, we lose our spatial orientation. Verbal skills are tightly correlated to estrogen levels.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, women are better at speech and communication and even nonverbal facial cues and stuff. Those are estrogen effects. And women in youth do a lot of their communication nonverbally.
Yeah.
Women don't have to ask you how you're doing. Young women know how you're
doing.
They know. By your body language and your facial expressions and your tone of voice and stuff. And that's an estrogen effect. Men are oblivious to that.
That eye roll I just gave him, he didn't notice.
No, I didn't.
But you know, the thing is that both men and women don't know that.
No.
Women don't know that men don't know, and men don't know that women don't know.
Yeah, ladies, if you want a man to know how you feel, you have to tell him with words.
Ah.
He will not pick it up. We are blind to that. Nonverbal communication is not a male skill. And it's because we don't have your high enough estrogen levels. A man walks in a room, he can tell two things within a second. And again, it's instinctive and it's built into us and our genome. We look for danger. Is there a threat? And is there a sexual opportunity?
Oh, God.
Am I going to get hurt or can I get laid?
Oh,
those
boy.
Two things young men know instantly.
Okay. Wow.
We start losing that as we get older
because
it is more of a testosterone, dehydroepiandrosterone effect. Stress levels, anxiety levels, and tolerance. These are pregnenolone, progesterone, estradiol, testosterone, and dehydroepiandrosterone effects. So these hormones affect how we think, how we feel, what we can see, what we hear, how we react to the world around us. And as we age and we're losing all of them, we lose a lot of those skills.
Mm-hmm.
We just do. And as I talked to an earlier caller about, we know in women, because we've measured, resveratrol increases blood flow to the brain. To the brain. I thought it was fascinating. They only did that study in menopausal age women. So men of the same age probably react the same way. Resveratrol probably helps our brain blood flow too, but they didn't test men. So we know it works for women. We presume it probably works for men, but we don't know for sure. Test wasn't done. You know, you only know what you test for.
Right.
If you're not looking for it, you don't learn it. So, yeah, what we do at Longevity has a big impact. And, for instance, inflammation. Inflammation triggers depression. Inflammation, brain inflammation, decreases energy, enthusiasm, and triggers depression in a lot of people. And guess what? Being overweight triggers systemic
inflammation,
including in your brain.
Right.
And that's part of the reason that fat people are depressed so often. They're not depressed because they're fat, not in the way they're thinking. They're thinking, well, I don't look hot. You know, people are going to disrespect me because of my weight. No, it's the inflammation that the fat is dumping into your bloodstream that triggers the inflammation. The rest of that is secondary. That's social conditioning. But the bulk of your depression is triggered by the weight. Lean people are seldom depressed at nearly the instance that overweight people are. So at Longevity, we're looking at the inflammation in your system. We're looking at all those hormones. And, yes, we are also looking at supplements that can increase blood flow to your brain and can improve the neurotransmitter levels within your brain.
That's right. You know, we're looking at cardiac markers. We're looking at sugar levels. We're looking at nutrients and vitamins. We do specialty testing for all of these. And then the newest thing that we're doing is looking at genetic markers and DNA age and methylation, and also whether you're biologically aging faster than chronological age or not.
Or slower.
If
your DNA methylation, you know, your chronologic age might be 60, your DNA methylation might be 50.
Sure, it's possible.
You could be functioning 10 years better than than your age, but you could be functioning 10 years worse too. And so we're doing this test on all of our patients now, all of our new patients, and you know, it's going to tell us how are you aging. And then once you're on our program, we can repeat the test in a year or two and see, are you getting better? You know, your chronologic age is still going up. Did we even slow down or reverse your genetic age to some degree? That's always the hope.
And so a lot in memory and in age-related cognitive decline, there are multiple factors that affect it. And you're taking one or two supplements here or there randomly is not going to help as much as a comprehensive overview of everything and trying to fix as many of those as is possible.
Well, and one of the fascinating things I talked earlier on this show and on the previous show about the my desire to do the thymus regeneration. Because in those studies, they did DNA methylation studies. Actually, they used four different genetic age-related tests because they wanted to compare them with the chronologic age. And they did it when they started the study, and they did it after a year. And just improving the immune system so that they were had less inflammation, they were clearing their senescent cells faster, and they were doing all those things that a healthy, younger immune system will do. On average, these people after a year were 2.5 to 5 years younger on a genetic marker. Than when they started. So in actuality, they were a year older, but the DNA study said they were 2.5 to 5 years younger.
So that was the only variable, though?
That was the only variable in the study. The only thing they changed was rebuilding their thymus to get them back their more active immune system.
Fascinating.
Which is one of the reasons I want my
Of course you do. Wow. These are all reasons.
Know, Jerry, in the past, you know, when we started the hormone replacement therapies, when you started the clinics first, for the longest time, it was just hormones, and there was nothing else. And then in the last few years, there's been so many new things we've been able to add.
Mm-hmm. Science is moving at increasing at a logarithmic rate, not just a linear rate. Yes, we're getting more and more and more and more stuff we can do.
Yeah, and people are asking for it. Everybody's now more aware and more knowledgeable, and they're saying, "Okay, what else can
I've
we do?
I've heard about this. Yeah. What can I do?"
Yes. That's right, and that's why, you know, I'm in a very, very exciting industry right now.
Oh yeah,
and being the guy that drives the changes in the clinics and delves into the research all the time and gets to travel around and talk to the fancy people, you know, that's I'm having a lot of fun.
Yes, you are. Yes. Yeah.
And course, we see it in the clinic. So we're looking forward to more things coming down the pipelines. But also, you will be sharing all of this fund of knowledge with the doctors coming up here in the next week or so.
Yep. Mm-hmm. What is it, 13th, I think?
Yeah, 13th.
Wow. We close the clinics for half a day, and I will be imparting a whole lot of new stuff to our docs. Now, the only problem with some of it is, you know, like the thymus regeneration, can't do in Washington because they don't let us use the growth hormone here. So I have to arrange to have you go somewhere else for a doctor visit, and then you can come home and get it done.
There you go.
You know, and some of the stuff just costs a lot. Mm. You know, the exosomes and IV therapies, you know, we're looking at several $1,000s a treatment. And if you need, you know, four or five treatments a year, you can put $20,000 into that part. Mm-hmm. So that, unfortunately, is just for more affluent people. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's just because it's complex and there's a limited number of you know, placental stem cells around. We don't have a lot of babies getting born. And there's a lot more old folks than there are new babies. And you'd have to have, you know, four new babies every year for every old folk getting treated. So.
Wow. We're going to talk more about longevity and how you can become a part of this and get some amazing things and information and leading edge medicine here. And that's why we're here. And we want you to be a part of it at Longevity. We will be back in just a moment and back with more of your calls. Phone lines are open at 206-421-5757. John, we're talking to you next. Stay right there. We'll be back. You know, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor. Feeling like a little kid.
Feeling like a little kid?
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Oh, now see, I'd rather just little kid. Too innocent. I'd rather be a young man.
A young, yeah, I bet you would. Bet you would. Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Mixon. Dr. Mixon here, Dr. You, Matt, and we're going to go to the phones in just a moment. But you had a comment?
Well, I was just coming in. We were talking about the different things we can do. People do a whole lot of stuff. There is a very rich guy. I don't know if he's multi-millions or billion as yet. What was his name?
Brian Johnson.
Yes.
Brian Johnson, yeah. This is a guy who has a 17-year-old son.
Yeah, he's only 45.
And he's trying to stay as young as possible. And so he saw the studies, the parabiosis study. And the parabiosis study is where they take an old mouse and a young mouse, and they sew them together and combine their blood supply. So the young mouse's blood goes into the old mouse and circulates through the old mouse and goes back into the young mouse and vice versa. And so they're each getting the other person's blood supply. And the young mouse ages prematurely because there are factors in the old mouse that cause him to look old. Mm-hmm. The old mouse starts functioning as though he's younger.
Yeah.
So parabiosis has been well established. We've known about it for a generation. The trick is, you know, what can we do practically? Well, this guy's got a 17-year-old son. And so what he does every month is he draws out a unit of his kid's blood, spins it down, puts the red and white cells back into the boy so he doesn't get anemic, and then adds, you know, fluid, Ringer's lactate or some, you know, benign fluid. So the kid keeps all his red cells, but he loses a unit of serum. Mm. And that then goes in dad. Mm. And the father is getting a transfusion of his son's serum every month.
Wow. God. That sounds like a movie to me. Wow.
Now, how long the kid is going to put up with this, really. I don't know.
I wonder what kind of car that kid got for helping out.
You want to go to Harvard, kid? This is what you're going to do for daddy.
Wow. It's amazing. Well, we don't do things like that at Longevity, but we are on the leading edge.
I did actually look into it at one time. Not to bleed my kids, but...
Thank God.
But there are companies that are doing young serum. Mm-hmm. And what we know is that statistically, old people don't donate blood. Mm. By the time you're old, you're either on enough drugs or enough health problems, they don't want you.
Oh,
so the vast majority of blood donors are in their late teens to mid-30s. And so there are companies out there that will take the serum from these younger donors and put it in you. And they take out some of your old serum and they put younger serum back
in
you. Yes.
Wow.
And, you know, it's $60,000 a year or something to be, you know, treated each month or so. But there are companies that do that. And, so if you've got an extra $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year laying around and you're willing to go each month and have them take some of your serum out and put the cells back in your body with a younger person's serum that they have bought from the blood banks. Mm-hmm. You can do it. I don't.
Is it done here in the U.S.?
It is done here in the U.S.
Overseas?
No, no. There's companies here in the U.S. There's a big company down in San Francisco that does it routinely.
Really?
Yeah. This guy just happens to have a 17-year-old at his beck and call.
Really. It'll do whatever daddy wants. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, let's take a phone call, Dr.
Right.
We're going to head to Tacoma, and John has a question, not about this parabosis, because you know I looked it up to see what that mouse looked like with the two mouses. There it is.
Sewn together.
They are sewn together.
Two
all
mouses.
Right.
Mice.
Yes, mice.
Mouse, moose, and mice.
And mice, yes. John, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. I just had a question. I tested myself for the COVID yesterday, and I tested positive. And I called the doctor's office, and they gave me a prescription for
Paxlovid.
Paxlovid.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you know anything about it and kind of what it does to you.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Yeah, we were just chatting about that during the commercial break, in fact. Well, it's an antiviral, and it does help you to recover from the COVID much faster if you start it within the first 3 days. It helps prevent hospitalizations and death in older people. So, you know, those are benefits. Like every drug, it has possible adverse effects. And, you know, they can range everything from headaches and nausea and cramping to rashes and rare cases, severe allergic reactions. The biggest downside to the drug is that a significant number of people get a rebound. They get the disease, they take the drug, the disease seems to go away, they now feel fine, they stop taking the drug, and a few days later, they come down with COVID a second time. So,
okay.
You know, I mean, that's a minority, but it happens often enough that it's in the literature.
Yeah.
And so...
It was enough. It scared me not to take it. I was like, okay, my symptoms aren't that bad.
Yeah.
When I had COVID, I was like, oh, I sure don't want it again.
Now, you sound like a man of some mature years. Yeah, you sound like a man of some mature years. You know, you are not a kid. And so your doctor is obviously concerned, you know, because most of the fatalities and serious injuries in COVID are people, you know, the older they are, the worse. And the worst of all is people over 85 because they effectively have almost no immune response left. That's, you know, their thymus has been gone a long time. Mm. So I guess it depends.
I'm 72, so.
Okay. Well, if you're 72 years old, if you're lean, if you're fit, if you exercise regularly, your COVID infection will probably be fairly mild. If you're overweight, if you're diabetic, if you have heart disease, if you are a cancer survivor, then you're a much higher risk of a really nasty case of COVID, and I'd say you really ought to take the drug.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not bad. I mean, I'm, you know, about 5'7", 150. I do my running every day, except for yesterday and today. But, yeah, I was just curious about it. I'm a little leery of taking it because of this stuff. Does it? Mm-hmm. I thought it was a telephone call, how I got it. And I thought the nurse said something that this drug, it's not FDA approved yet or something. And that there's and there might be some issues with long COVID with it or something. I may have misunderstood her, but I was just curious.
Long COVID is a whole new issue, of course. The worse your COVID case is, the higher chance of long COVID. So to the extent that this drug decreases the severity of your symptoms and gets you feeling better faster, it should decrease the chances of you getting long COVID. On the other hand, if you're one of those people that rebounds and gets the disease twice, then I think all bets are off when it comes to long COVID.
Mm. Okay. At any rate, it's an antiviral.
And for most people, it shortens the disease and it lowers your risk of being hospitalized or dying. Mm. And that's what your doctor is thinking about.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you for taking the call.
You're welcome, sir. Take care.
Thank you, John. Bye. All right. Just a few minutes left of our show today. We're going to take a quick break and back with time for maybe one or two more calls if you'd like to have a question for the doctors. Phone lines are open at this moment. 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. You can call and talk with Dr. Mixon and Dr. Umat. We'll be right back. Stay there.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice.
Ooh, somebody step on his toe.
We feel good. But he feels good. He didn't know if he should.
Well, some people are into pain, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
Not me, but I prefer pleasure. Thank you very much.
Yes, yes. Welcome back. Leading Edge Medicine time for one last call if you want to get through. 206-421-5757. We are here each week because we love talking with you. The doctors love helping. This is your passion, doctors. We know this.
It really is.
And directing folks in a, you know, when you have no idea, what do I do? How can I? This is why Longevity Clinic is here, as we are all aging. So you can get smarter, so you can get faster, leaner, and stronger, sexier, and
happier.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I have so many times every week that I just enjoy my weeks with my patients in the clinics. And invariably, one or two or more will always tell me that when they compare themselves to their peers, they're so much better off. Mm. They're so much healthier. They look better. They enjoy more in life. And it's just nice to hear those stories because we always used to think we used to make a difference, but we really never could say it. Now that the clinics have been open for so long and we have some patients have been with us that long.
20-some years.
Yeah. They actually tell us the difference.
Yes.
And I just love hearing the stories.
And, I wish costs were not a factor.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I had enough billions that I could just subsidize patients, but I can't. You know, if we don't pay the bills, we go out of business. That's the real world. But there are so many things I would love to do for people that cost too much to do for them now because they can't afford it, you know, which irritates the hell out of me, but it's just the real world. Mm-hmm.
But for 25 and years, also, helping so many.
But Jerry, also a lot of times people also take this attitude that since they pay into insurance, insurance should be paying for this, right?
Yeah, well.
But it's not.
It's not.
No.
It's,
nope.
And it's not
it's
going to.
It's not.
Insurance is not there to make you feel and function younger. It's there to treat you when you're sick.
Yeah. Not to maintain you.
And people don't understand that. And
no,
that's
they don't.
A big difference.
It is. But, you know, so we treat people who care enough about themselves to take responsibility for their brain and body's maintenance. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you're not willing to pay for your maintenance, well, then you can wait until you get sick, and then insurance will take care of the sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you want to be really robust, strong, fast, lean, smart, and sexy, well, that has a price.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, that's what Longevity is here to help you do those things. And by taking just a couple of tests, the doctors here at Longevity can look and evaluate what risks you could be in for down the road. Brain shrinkage, sexual dysfunction, diabetes, dementia, cancers, with just a couple of tests, and then the blood panel test. So much information that they can get and then help you recalibrate and live to be your best person that you can be, like the doctors have said. And we've been doing this for over 25 years. Here is the number to schedule your free health analysis appointment. Get in. You've heard us talk about this each week, but the doctors are passionate. They want to get to know you and get you healthy and living your best life. Here is what you do. You make a phone call to 866-86-YOUNG, and you can do that today. Someone will schedule you if you'd like them on the phone helping you do that. Or you can just go to our website, which is pretty easy to navigate, lmclinic.com. You'll see Dr. Mixon there. You'll get to meet the whole staff, get the information that you need on our website, and you'll get a calendar as well that will help you pick the time and the day and, of course, the clinic closest to you. We have one in Linwood, one in Tacoma, and a longevity clinic brand new in Kirkland. We would love to see you here. So make your phone call, 866-86-YOUNG, or go online to lmclinic.com. And we do have, we just all of a sudden got, oh, we got another phone call. Let's take it and see what we can do. Tom from Tacoma calling in. Yep. Hi, Tom. Tell us about your toe.
Yeah, Tom, we're a little short on time, so let's make it brief.
I have a question to see who I would go to see, if it would be a neurologist or what. Just both toes or both feet are exactly the same, where it's kind of I'm starting to get some numbness across the toes on both feet. And it's kind of both exactly the same on each foot. Uh-huh. And the weird thing is I try and do a lot of stretching, and sometimes it's more than other times. There's not as much numbness, and then sometimes there's more numbness. Okay. I'm not sure if that'd be something in my spine or in my A1C has been 5.7.
Okay. So you're pre-diabetic, but not overtly diabetic, and you're getting some symmetrical peripheral neuropathy starting in the toes.
Yeah.
And you're how old?
75.
Okay. Which is about the right time for that. Most people with your profile start developing some paresthesias in the extremities. It's surprisingly common. It's not dangerous, but your best bet at this time, we want to get that A1C down. I want to drop that A1C as close to 5 as I can get it. You know, our goal in the clinic is 5.2 or less. We need to get you out of that pre-diabetic range. We need to increase the blood flow as much as we can, not so much to the toes, but to the nerves that innervate the toes. What usually happens is the microcirculation, the tiny, tiny blood vessels that kind of swerve around the nerves and actually provide nutrition for the nerves themselves, are the first ones to go bad. And as they go bad, then the nerves don't function as well. And the nerves the furthest from your heart are the ones that get starved for blood the first, which is why it's usually the toes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we want you on a PDE5 inhibitor something like tadalafil on a daily basis to help you keep nitric oxide, which will open up your blood vessels as much as possible. We may want to put you on something like Neo-40, a lozenge that you can chew a couple of times a day once more to raise nitric oxide levels. We want to put you on something like resveratrol at a fairly high dose, because that makes those blood vessels slick. It lets the cells go through the small vessels smoother. It tends to smooth out the endothelium, the lining of the tiny arteries. We want you to keep your toes warm, and we want you to keep exercising.
Yeah, I do work out quite a bit. Is the Neo-40 something you guys, you carry that at your
Yep,
at your
we carry
clinic,
it in the
like
office.
In Tacoma?
We actually have two
okay.
different products for blood flow.
Yeah.
Vasconox and Neo-40.
Okay. Yeah, I always say the Neo-40 because that's the one I've used for 20 years. But, you know, the Vasconox is newer. It's just been added in the last year or two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I will check that out. That's great information. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. You take care.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Just a couple of minutes left of the show today, and thank you so much for calling in and being a part of this. One last reminder about the gallery test that we are doing. This is happening next Saturday at all three of our clinics. Usually in the past, we've done it at one clinic at a time, and so many of you have asked, can you do this again? Yes, we can, and because this month is cancer
prevention awareness month.
Yep.
And so for that reason, we are opening our doors again, and for anybody that's not a longevity patient, an opportunity to come and get the test done, get the longevity panel done. The MyDNA Age will be part of that. And as a thank you, we will give you a bag of Relief Factor.
Oh, Relief Factor.
And you'll get 1.5 hours of doctor time.
Oh, yes. Very important. All three clinics, Linwood, Tacoma, and Kirkland, next Saturday, February the 10th. All you need to do is call and make an appointment. You can't just walk in on this one. You do need to be scheduled. We want to make sure we have the staff available for you. And we do have some more openings available, just a few left, and we want to get those filled. So now is the time to call. Here is the number. That number is 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. To make your appointment, ask for the gallery test next week at all three of our locations. You have a great rest of your weekend. Get out and enjoy some of that sunshine and milder temperatures before it starts getting cold again. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back with you next week right here on Leading Edge Medicine.